You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
December 7th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Andrea Witkins and Veronica Monet.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon, it's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. On tap for today's show, we've got singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins and sex activist and author Veronica Monet. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support make this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
And by Outhouse Productions, celebrating the release of their new music video with Papa Dween.
Neil Young stole my dog, had a concert in the front yard.
For more information on Outhouse Productions and their professional videography services, visit outhouseproductions.com.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes-Men, and Radio 8-Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back to Radio 8-Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. And here in the studio, we have one of my newest favorite musicians, Andrea Witkins.
It's so good to be here again.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And you're going to be the live musical guest at the Radio 8 Ball live event next week.
Very, very excited for that.
At the Capitol Hill Arts Center on Thursday, December 13th. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a two-act performance of the Radio 8 Ball show where we answer audience members' questions. They get to come up on stage, read their questions, spin a wheel, then the wheel chooses a song, and then Andrea Witkins and her crew of crack musicians, mm-hmm. not to be confused with musicians on crack, will be accompanying her as they play the song, and they're all very talented and beautiful people. You must come out to this show.
Yeah. Should we throw in some mime, too?
Yeah.
Interpretive dance?
Interpretive. I do the mime part. You're playing, everything I do is mime.
Yeah.
Not a word comes out of me. I just sort of feel a strong wind in my face. Here we are. This is the Radio 8 Ball. So I'm going to start off by asking a question.
Yes.
And then I'm going to pick a number. You have a list of songs numbered 1 through 8.
Yes.
And so I haven't seen that list.
Nope.
Now I'm going to ask a question. I'll pick a number. You'll play the song next to that number on your list. And miraculously, that song is going to answer the question in a way that we can all get.
Yes.
All of us, me, you, and all of the listening audience. So I think I'm going to take my question right out of the news today. I like doing that. I was listening there right before us. They were talking about how there's this whole thing where I don't know if it was the CIA, who it was, but some government agency that was overseeing interrogations of terrorists, they videotaped the interrogations, and then 2 or 3 years later, they trashed the videotape. So they got rid of
it. Conveniently.
Yeah. And so my question is, what is on the trashed videotapes?
Interesting.
What was on there that we are never going to get to see?
I'm kind of scared to see the answer. I'm scared to sing the answer.
Well, let's see. just imagine if you had to sing it from a waterboard. That might be much worse. So I'm going to go with, what's the most terrifying number? Well, they say one is the loneliest number. That's what Harry Nilsson said. So I'm going to go with one. Oh, the eyebrows raised. Here comes song number one from Andrea Whitkins, the answer to the question, what is on the erased terror interrogation videotapes?
This is not what you thought you were going to get.
Oh, when the lights go low and you're dancing like you should, this could be the top of the world or a circus by the backwoods. Paint that town, yeah, chase it down, more like waiting to the ground. Still you know, when the lights go low, you'll be holding out for this love. Love that's soft and strange, love to rearrange everything I know. Love that's scarred and stained and like rebel angel love to follow me down. Pay no mind to the shuddering kind, gonna spook away destiny. Yeah, I never met a ghost who liked his lot, who didn't burn with jealousy. And he's a hazy, crazy silhouette of a thing whispering in your ear. Lights go low and you still know you'll be holding out for this love. Love that's soft and strange, love to rearrange everything I know. Love that's scarred and stained, rebel angel's love to follow me down to where I've never been, down to where it's hard to breathe, down to where the fallen go and all the pretty stars have gone away. Love that's soft and strange, love to rearrange everything I know. love that's scarred and stained, and like revel angels of love to follow me down. Find it, never let it go. And when you find it, never let it go. And when you find it, never let it go. And when you find it, never let it go.
And what was the name of that song?
Love.
Love is the name of that song. The answer to my question, what is on the videotapes that the U.S. interrogators trashed when they videotaped the interrogations of supposed terrorists?
Yeah. That's a brain buster, that one.
Oh, I think there's some good stuff there.
I think there's some really good stuff in there, but it's just totally unexpected.
Yeah, that's how this works. Well, what did you get out of it? Do you want to give me your interpretation first?
The song was written is more, the two facets of, what you look for in love, which is not only someone to be there for all the sparkly, pretty stuff, but someone who can join you for the spooky underbelly of it at all. You know, the love part that's scarred and, strange and all mm-hmm. that. So at first I thought that it was the cheesy interpretation that I have would be that, maybe that's what we should see, it's what we need more of, but then that's just not the comic part of me wanted to say, wouldn't that be funny if that's why they threw out the videotape, because it wasn't in line with the rest of the videotape. There's
right.
actually wow, something human and and lovely going on. I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah, it would be funny if you got them and it was like they were just sort of dancing and
sharing feelings.
Yeah. Glass of wine. This is how we're spending our anti-terrorist money.
Yeah.
No, actually, what it made me think of, it actually put me in mind of sort of the themes that sort of like the sort of the Marquis de Sade kind of stuff, the abuse of power and the way that, that love feelings get twisted and then the shadow side of it gets played out in violence or control or domination. And so, like, love that's soft and strange, rearrange everything that I know, love that's scarred and stained. Like, all these things.
Yeah.
It's like, especially I can imagine, it made me think that maybe one of the things that's missing from those videotapes is where there begins. It's not just professionalism, where there begins to be connection between the interrogators and the person, and when the person being interrogated. And I could see that sometimes what might happen there is people then go even further, because the resentment of the oppressor, who's like, "Why are you making me do this to you?"
Yeah,
and you end up blaming the person for the abuse that they're getting because you can't deal with the fact that humanity is that we want to love each other. We don't want to, no one is born into the world as a torturer.
No.
The amount of money and resources that go into training people to dehumanize themselves so that they can do that work. But then when you actually get in a room with a person, you can't help but like be affected by that human being. So you have to warp that love.
There's also the whole love of country that the torture is kind of parading under.
Right.
I'm doing this out of love, but then there's that underbelly of, the spooky side of quote unquote love. But I really like the other flip side of what you said too would be actually maybe starting to see the human being in your victim or your prisoner.
Your client.
I don't know if they signed up for that business deal, but...
Well, That is a great example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And so now we have another hour of that. And in just a moment, we are going to be joined by Veronica Monet, sexuality activist and author. And she's going to, I'm sure, bring up some really interesting topics and some great questions. So please stick around. In the second half of the show, we are going to be taking calls, so I'll give out that number now. The number is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in the Western Washington area at 888-298-5569. So please stick around. We'll be right back with more of Andrea Witkins and Veronica Monet here on Radio 8 Ball.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes the alluring voice and rich talents of singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins.
You can come to me like a saint.
The Pop Oracle is sure to bring about powerful musical divinations through Andrea Witkins' impeccably crafted songs.
Well, I know better.
Don't miss the next Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, December 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for happy hour drink specials, 6 to 8 p.m. every night. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
If your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born.
I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to your questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins, and on the line from... I don't know if it's sunny California, but from California, we have certified sexologist and noted author and speaker, Veronica Monet. So welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Veronica.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. And it's not sunny, and boy, are we grateful.
Oh, good, good.
It's been raining, but I've been praying for rain for about 2 months.
Eventually, those prayers usually come true if you wait long
enough. Yeah, well,
you guys
got all the rain, huh?
Sure have.
Kind of floating away there.
So, tell us a little bit. What's the latest in the world of sexology?
Oh well, God, I don't know what's the latest in the sexology, but I can tell you what's the latest in my world. I was so excited I got to pitch MTV this week.
Really?
And, yeah, they're putting together a reality TV show where a sexologist comes in and talks to parents and teens about sex and tries to open up communication between the parents and their teens. So I had to put together a demo DVD for them where I had all these exercises for parents and teens to help them communicate better about sex. It was really a lot of fun. And I think I'm going to write an article about it, and I might even develop some workshops around that here locally in the Grass Valley, Nevada City area, whether I get the MTV gig or not.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let MTV inspire you to do greater work, regardless of whether or not they're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I went down to the local community access television station to do the demo and met the crew down there, and we're going to start producing a television show every month. About That'll be a little scandalous for this neighborhood. Grassaline, Nevada City, just a little conservative.
Nevada City, conservative, go figure.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just like jump in? What's your, well, first of all, give us just a little bit more background on who you are so that people know, you know.
Oh, sure. You... Well, let's, if you go to Google and just put in Veronica Monet, you'll get about 15 pages of mostly stuff that's true. There's a couple lies in there. Some people have apparently had way too much time on their hands and written my life story, but it's not my life story.
We'll set the record straight here. I mean, I know last time you were in Seattle, you were giving a talk about the history of sacred prostitution.
I was. And that's because I actually have a background in prostitution. I worked as an escort and a courtesan from 1989 to 2004. And I also did some amateur porn, both appeared in it and produced it. So I've been quite active in the sex industry, and I was also a sex worker rights activist. I still am, but kind of the official spokesperson for Coyotes back in the 90s. And now I occasionally go out and speak on behalf of the Sex Worker Outreach Project. And both of those are out of San Francisco. But, you know, I like to go on Fox News and debate congressmen about prostitution. It's kind of fun to make them all red in the face.
And then they're asking you for your number afterwards.
So. Well, not the really religious ones. Although, as an escort, I did have more than one religious leader as a client. So that's always interesting. People who can go out and speak against homosexuality and yet insist on bisexual escorts, or go out and talk against prostitution but see a hooker right afterwards. Yeah. I see that kind
of research. It's just research. I'm healing these people.
Yeah, that's it.
It's my ministry. And I have to pay for it, too.
Yes. So,
and you also, you have multiple books out there on the shelves?
I've been published in about six different books, including a college textbook. But I have one book that I've authored myself, and it's called Sex Secrets of Escorts. It came out in 2005, and it's probably the best price you'd get is on Amazon.com, but it really is in most major bookstores, like Barnes & Noble, too. So.
Sex Secrets of Escorts.
Sex Secrets of Escorts.
By Veronica Monet. Good. Well, people should go out and check that out if they're inspired by this conversation. I can't imagine
I'm working on book number two. My agent's kind of biting at the bit already, asking me about this, so I'm anxious to get it into him, and it's called The Straight Man's Guide to Getting Laid.
I know a few guys who would like that book. Now, is it an ironic title, or is the particular straight man it's ended up for going to end up, you know?
You know, the book is out of workshops. It's funny, because when I did Sex Secrets of Escorts, I wrote the book, and then I started doing workshops based upon the book. And this is going just in reverse. I started teaching workshops by that name, and I found that, especially up in Seattle, I'm sorry, but up in Seattle, I have great turnout in Seattle. Lots and lots of guys would come to this workshop, and I'd listen to their problems to try to help them solve them, and I started thinking, you know, I really should turn this into a book. And, you know, some of the stuff that's kind of a recurring theme for guys who have this concern are getting stuck, like, in the best friend thing. Like, oh, well, I think of you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear that a lot, and they don't really know how to get out of the friend box. And then the other thing are guys who are really kind of politically correct. They might even be feminists at heart. And they just feel really bad if they have any sexual desire at all because they feel like they're oppressing and objectifying women.
I don't think there are any guys like that in the Northwest. I think you're going to have to peddle your wares someplace else. Maybe Houston.
Sweetheart, I can tell you so much about men that you have no idea
no,
about.
No, believe me, I'm being entirely sarcastic. that describes almost every man I know in the Northwest.
It's sad. It's gotten, the whole metrosexual thing, you know, we've kind of like just clipped those balls.
Yeah, we need to get you and David Data to do some work together. But I want you to, now, do you have a question for the Pop Oracle? Something, you know, that is tied to this, maybe just something in your own life?
Well, sure. I want to know whether or not I'm going to go on MTV.
Is the Veronica Monet MTV sexologist show going to happen?
Yeah, okay, that's what I want to know.
That's something I'm sure we're all curious about that. And one thing I'd like to invite the people who are listening to, I mean, we all might have projects that are big for us the way this one is for Veronica. So it's one way to listen is how this song answers Veronica's question. But it's another way to look at it is how this song might answer your question about the big project that you're hoping comes through. So Veronica, please pick a number between 2 and 8, because we've already done song number 1.
Wow, 8's just coming up for me.
8?
8.
That's my favorite number, so...
Yeah.
let's see what Andrea Whitkins has for us. Song number 8. Will the MTV show happen?
If I've got slightest notions, they say you are the one. 2, 3, 4, 5 and counting. And when you're inches from me, all off my hemisphere, this pleasure's for the measuring. Lately, everything is relative to you. Maybe all the laws of gravity would change their minds, and all that binds us to tragedy, yeah. You feel like revolution. You feel like every day, matter of fact and rough and tumble. And when I'm feeling cryptic, can't seem to crack the code, make sense of all the rumble. Lately, everything is relative to you. Maybe all the laws of gravity would change the minds, and all that binds us to tragedy.
Song.
Everything is relative to you.
I've heard that before. I mean, the song before. Where did you have you played it on this show?
I don't know. You might have. Let's see. Maybe you heard it at another gig.
Which CD is
it? It's actually not recorded yet. It'll be on the new one.
Huh. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that was the answer to Veronica Monet's question. Will the MTV reality show that she just pitched about her sexology work come to fruition? Are you with us, Veronica?
I am, and I just have to say that I tuned in late to the show, so this is the first time that I've heard Andrea's voice, and oh my God.
Yeah, huh?
Thank you.
What talent. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I love your style and your lyrics, too, but you've got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, well, if everything's relative to whom, is it me or MTV? Yeah.
It could go both ways. Well, the first line said, if I've got slightest notions, you are the one.
But I thought that was interesting. And then.
But you're also the two, the three, the four, and the counting.
Yeah.
So maybe those
oh
are your.
So oh maybe, my God.
Maybe that.
Well, that's kind of giving me goosebumps.
Yeah.
This pleasure's for the measuring. I thought that was an interesting line. Thinking of sexology, it's almost like that thing, the 1 to 10 sort of scale of when you go to the hospital, they say, you know, like I had was passing a kidney stone recently. Where is this on the scale of pain? Like worst, 10 being the worst you've ever felt or 1 being nothing. And the same.
Oh, come on, Andras, you're too young to be having kidney stones.
I know. Tell me about it. I need to drink more water.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Because I lead a very healthy life, but water is necessary. But you have that same sort of scale on the pleasure scale.
Mm-hmm.
And in our society, we're much better at determining pain than measuring pleasure. And that's, that could fall into the work of that a sexologist might do. And just this whole, the whole work is changing that context, changing the rules of gravity. Like what we think of as sexual reality is so far from the actual reality that discovering what true sexuality, natural sexuality for humans would be like changing the laws of gravity.
Yeah. And I wrote this song thinking about, in terms of like a love song, really with that measurement and that kind of quantifying of like, am I inches from you? Are you like, you know, in another hemisphere from me? What are some other? Well, there's the pleasure for the measuring. There's the counting up, the 1, 2, 3, 4. There's, you know, relating to the spheres in the universe. And I think that, you know, when you think about like, who is my partner? Can I get along with my partner, you know, sexually or otherwise? That a lot of it comes down to, you know, kind of trying to quantify things.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's also someone's counting all their days. There's also like a real sense of like asking for advice in this song. And I think that, you know, that's kind of what you would be doing on the MTV show.
Oh, it's definitely what I would be doing.
Yeah.
And I was so excited about this. It was just the questions that they put out were great questions, you know. What if your daughter is relying mostly on her look, you know, and the mother's concerned that her daughter is just, you know, dressed and sexy, and that's all her life is about. They wanted me to devise like an exercise, and I was like, "Well, let's have the mom dress up sexy and reacquaint herself with what a wonderful feeling that is to be sexy." And I wanted her to go out and spend the day in the mall, getting looked at, you know, and get that rush, that hit. And then the daughter, I'd like her to spend like a day in school in her sweats, and see whether or not she can interact with people along the lines of her personality and her intelligence.
It's almost like you've crafted a reality Freaky Friday.
Well, the idea was that, you know, television is visual, so you got to think of exercises that are visual. Changing the way people dress is
and we
visual.
Are in the age of the empowered MILF revolution. So there you are. There you are. You're leading the charge, Veronica.
That's
hilarious. Well, and see, a lot of times what happens is when mothers are cracking down on their daughters, there's a little bit of jealousy that's going on.
Yeah.
Like jealousy and competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to get the mom out of that paradigm. But she's also got a really valid complaint, because if her daughter just invests everything in her looks, you know, her life is going to be lopsided.
And then they can go right from your show to Jerry Springer when the mom starts going out with the daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. there were hey, you know, it's what do they call it? You know, when you bring the medias together.
You know what? I was invited on the Jerry Springer show a few years ago, and
you said
I
no.
Fine.
Good for you. I want to bring it back because there were two lines, two verses, particularly in that song, and then we want to open up the lines for callers, but. There was that line, and when I'm feeling cryptic, can't crack the code, and the line came up later, was making sense of all the rumble, which made me feel like that's you, Veronica.
Yeah, I thought
you know,
that too. Yeah.
Being cryptic.
That was the one I really clued in that one, too.
And then MTV.
That's how I feel today.
Are the next verse. Someone's counting all our days, the facts and figures every hour, and the distance from you to me to you. Like they're like the brokers, the gatekeepers of attention that connects you.
It's funny you brought that up because those are the verses that really cut through to me.
Yeah.
And just kind of embodied where I feel like I'm sitting right now today.
That's
in the whole, you know, waiting and seeing. and hoping, wishing, and worrying, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I thought those particular lines spoke well to that feeling.
I felt like I was singing to you on those two verses.
That's great. See, synchronicity and sexology are not strange bedfellows at all. And that is another example of this fabulous divinatory tool we have here for you, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. In the next section, we are going to be opening up the phone lines and inviting your calls. If you don't call, I actually have a question that I'd like to ask. So I'm half rooting for you to call and half rooting for you to leave me some space. The number here is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll free in the Western Washington area at 888-298-5569. Ask a question from your heart and your answer will surely be true when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to...
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. We're here with singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins, who you just heard is going to be playing at the live Radio 8 Ball show event this coming Thursday at the Capitol Hill Arts Center on Thursday, December 13th. You want to check that out. And we also have on the line Veronica Monet, who is a certified sexologist and an author and just a very compelling human being who I'm very glad to have here on the show. And we have a caller on the line. So welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Sue. Sue?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. So welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What is your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, first of all, Pop Oracle Andrea, I'm a huge fan, so I tuned in specifically today. This is the first time I'm listening to the show. I tuned in to hear Andrea, but I love the show. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Thanks.
I have a friend named Christine, and she's got sort of a Three Little Bears story. She's seeing a man who's too old for her. She's seeing a man who's too young for her, and she's seeing another man who's just about right, except that I think he's working her. He's kind of the hot one, there's the young one, and there's the old one. Which one is the right one?
Ooh, too old, too young, or too hot? Wow, that's tough. Okay, so...
I want to know why she can't have all three.
Yeah!
That might be the answer, we'll see. Could you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 1 or 8?
7.
Seven. I thought she was going to go for three. I don't know because of the three guys, but okay.
It does make sense.
No. But your inner compass said seven. So seven it is. Song number 7 from Andrea Witkins. The answer to the question, too hot, too young, or too old, or all three, or something, some combination.
Tarantella, all the hounds they start to roar, and the boys all go to hell, and then the Cubans hit the floor. They drive along the pipeline, they tango till they're sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them at the door. Oh, let me fall out the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out Jack's a better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Make sure they play my theme song. I guess daisies will have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pew. Turn the spit on that pew. pig and kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Oh, let me fall out a window with confetti in my hair. Deal out Jack's a better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Doll. Wave the flag on Cadillac Day in a skillet on the wall. Cut me a switch or hold your breath till the sun goes down. Write my name up on the hood and send me off to another town. Let me fall out the window with confetti in my hair and deal out Jack's a better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore. I said, send me off to bed forevermore.
Man, they're going to love that at the Connor Burn tonight. What? That was
Tom Waits tune.
Tom Waits tune. What's the name of that song again?
Tango Till They're Sore.
Tango Till They're Sore. The answer to Sue's question about her friend Christine, who's dating three men, one who may be too old, one who may be too young, and one who may be too hot.
That is rich right there.
So
obviously it's more.
Yeah.
So first, I want to take this to Sue first. Sue, this was your question. Do you want to give us your interpretation, or do you want to hear what we think about that first?
I'll hear what you think first.
Okay, well then I'm going to toss it over to songwriter Andrea Witkins. You didn't write that song, but you chose that song.
I wish I wrote that song. That's Tom Waits. But so many ideas are popping into my head. First, tango's the dance of love, isn't it? Of love and lust. And so there's part of me that thinks tango till they're sore, like just ride it out, pun intended. let's see. He wrote this song about his own funeral, actually.
Right.
So I don't really want to go down into the death images. But there's something very empowering about this song.
Yeah.
You know, like... it was his kind of, you know, last party take on death. But I think, you know, the fact that he's kind of giving out the orders and like, you know, write my name on the hood, you know, here's my clarinet, you know, throw me out a window with confetti.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of an empowering song. So those are the things I got out of it.
Cool. Let's take it to our visiting sexologist, Veronica Monet. Veronica, what did you think about that as the answer to the question?
You know, it's so interesting because I always like to test these things, right? And I listened to the song as if I was listening for my previous question about MTV.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think it fit. But it was perfect for this question about, which of the three men should she pick? And I think if you think about the laws of attraction, you know, that what we think and how we feel is what we pull in. I think her friend has got exactly what she wants. She's got all three. Good for her. the closing parting line in this song is send me off to bed with more.
Or forevermore,
yeah. More straightforward you could get. I'd say she either wants all three or she wants even more than three.
Maybe three and a pack of wolves thrown in.
Why why not? She's a poly girl in budding, and I say go girl.
Yeah, well, there were a couple of things that I saw in there. First of all, I love the image of falling out the window with confetti in my hair.
Yeah.
With the idea of letting go and bringing maybe the mess that's with you, but in falling and bringing that mess, you actually are in alignment. That yeah, mm-hmm. I sort of get that this could be the perfect thing for her. But it also made me think, Veronica gave this great talk in Seattle last time she was here about the history of sacred prostitution. And we don't have a lot of time, Veronica, but if you could just go into a little bit the stuff you were talking about how, not the necessarily, we all know the stigmatization around the word prostitution, but sort of your take on it as a sort of a more, sort of a natural evolution of...
First of all, prostitution is natural. We always say it's the oldest profession, but that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Prostitution is actually very, very natural, and it occurs in nature all the time. Among hummingbirds, among penguins, there's a certain kind of fly and some crickets that do it too. But most importantly for us human beings, the bonobos have prostitution. And the bonobos share about 99% of our DNA. So prostitution predates human history.
And by prostitution, you mean basically trading sex for, you know, food or goods or some or
For resources. Whatever resources are, in the case of penguins, it's for rocks for the nest. In the case of bonobos, it's usually food. So, yes, trading sex for resources is prostitution.
So this question, I want to bring it back to this question. What it made me think of is that probably your friend Christine, Sue, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
So probably your friend Christine is getting something out of each of these people. You know, there is some exchange in which she's receiving something. And so in a sense, you could look at them from the context of thinking about prostitution. These are sort of her three Johns. And then it made me think was that the song is by Tom Waits. And so these are her Johns and she's enjoying them now and getting something out of it. But her Tom Waits.
Oh God.
Is that the one who has the three, all the different three things and might even be cool enough to say, hey, you know, enjoy the old guy and the young guy and the hot guy as long as I'm your Tommy, you know?
The Tom Waits. That's
and she's actually in the room, and she the line that spoke to her the most was falling out of the window with confetti in her hair, because I think that's what's going on.
Oh, is that Christine laughing?
Girlfriend's having a good time. Leave her alone.
Good for you. You know, actually, I was just telling, and I can't go into it because it's someone else's material, but I was just telling Andrea, we had breakfast today, and I was telling her about a friend of mine who lives in a house. She has three boyfriends and a pack of wolves who she lives with, and they all live in the house. They all share the same bed. There's more frontiers for you to explore, Christine.
Oh my God, I have to meet this woman.
I'll tell her that.
Come back up to Seattle, and you'll get
a
to
a pack
Veronica.
Of wolves.
Yes.
Oh my God, no, seriously, I'd like to interview her for an article. Well, can you put her in touch with me?
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, that's that. Boy, you don't hear a story like that every day.
Well, that's what we do here on Radio 8 Ball. We bring it all out. that's a great answer to a great question. Thanks a lot for calling, Sue.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Andrea Witkins, Veronica Monet,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.